tonight. This is more introduction of Buddhism or meditation or something like that. Learning meditation or study Buddhism is learning about you, your own nature. The subject is about your own mind. Learning meditation or Buddhism does not mean learning skeptical, you know, doctrine or philosophy. Is it a method? How to control and discipline the mind. Which do we have? So by learning the characteristic nature of our own undisciplined mind, the control is the nature, because you understand. Through the understanding, you release the emotional ignorance. It is so important to know the mentality of your own mind, no matter you believing or not believing, or you are religious or you are non-religious, or you are Christian or you are Hinduism, or you are science, or you are black or east or west, or no matter. To know your own mind is very, very important. Otherwise, many times, religious people also such misconception prevent to see reality. Although we say, I'm such religious, such, 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 if we really check up deeper, almost we are nowhere. Be careful. Non-religions does not, you know, against it. To know about your own nature. Many times religious people, they're too much involved with the philosophy and the doctrine, history, but they ignore the present what they are, how they are. Like, you know, they're using religious philosophy or, you know, doctrine, like material, you know, material, you know, material play game, rather than to gaining salvation or liberation or inner freedom or what do you call, you know, eternally, you know, happy or eternally joyful. Without understanding evolutionary, internal, you know, nature, how can you discover, you know, internal happy? What is internal happy? Internal happy is not sky. It is not jungle. It is not air. It is not underneath the earth. Within you, into your psyche or into your conscious or into your, you know, mind or whatever you call, you know, within you. So to know or to investigate your own the mental nature is so extremely important. If you are learning philosophy or doctrine or religious, you know, history, the equipment is it. Cannot cooperate everyday living life to keep, you know, happy and joyful, then what purpose? Really, we be careful. Even if we think, you know, we are something such, such, I'm this, that religion. If you check out, you know, what you did, what you acted, what you discover through the, your, you know, you accept in such religion, if you check out, detail, perhaps questioning yourself. When you question it, instead of frustrating, upbraiding, that our own experience is good, you have to question yourself what you are doing. Otherwise, how you examine? The blunt test, any religion is no good. It cannot solve the problem, isn't it? I'm sure you all know. I repeat it. Many people think very trivial sort of, you know, those things are easy, or I can do easily, you know. I go to see, I go temple, I go church, that's enough. That is not the answer. You accept such, you know, religion or whatever you're doing, your trivial is what purpose? Some getting answer or it's just joking. You understand what I mean? We must check out. I'm not putting you down, but we must check out. Make sure misconception, you know, the polluted with hallucination or released, you know, get a right action and, you know, right effort and leading right, you know, realization. Then worthwhile, dear. Otherwise, waste time. Still waste time. It's not easy. Misconception are misconception. The pollution is more dangerous than people who take hashish, isn't it? You know what I mean, you know. Much more dangerous, you know. The misconception, the misidea, wrong purchasing. Is rooted into mind. That, you know, accumulation is life, and maybe, you know, terminology, Buddhist thinking, you know, even next life, you're going your mind with the wrong conception. That is much more dangerous than just, you know, just physical, energy. Many times, of course, you know, we all, no matter you are religious or not, you are non-religious or, you know, you are East or Western, everybody wants happy, searching happy. But why is happy? Why searching happy? Perhaps you happy is here, we're searching big ground, you know, searching here, looking here, where's happy? Make sure where you looking happy is make sure you can pound happy. Therefore, all the Lord Buddha's teaching is the psychology and the philosophy, rather than as you thinking, you know, with the way of, you know, religious, you know, such, you know, only, you know, the, you know, sort of believing, you know, standing sort of, you know. It's different. If the your practicing, religious practicing, is only believing, relying on the believing. Some your friend says, what are you doing? I'm doing such, such, such. What is that? One question, you're shaking. You finish your one. Maybe you believe, you know, such, such things, you're doing something, you know, play your mind, you know, and 2-3 years, one friend comes, one question, you finish it. Oh, I'm not right now. You know, you lost. You understand? Not sure you. It's very true. It's so important what you are doing. You know, your truth is you should know before you act. And then we're the one. Lord Buddha's psychology saying many times our emotionally, you know, attached with the sense world. Is involving with the feeling. Feeling of, you know, mental feeling and physical feeling. Through the, as science says, through the sense of door, five sense, you know, five sense of door, five sense of door, giving information or report to the mind, and, you know, producing, you know, different feeling. So feeling is the many different ways coming in the mind. But we, to, you know, classify it is pleasant, unpleasant, you know, indifferent feeling. It coming sometimes mentally, sometimes physically. Way of coming here, deeply. Most time, our attachment emotionally. Craving. When the feeling, you know, the pleasant come, In other words, when the feeling presents, the feeling is finished. But at the same time, mind is craving, want I can feel. So, that nature is dissatisfaction, disturbing peaceful mind. Because its nature is agitation. When the unpleasant feeling comes, automatically, this life, wanting to resolve, but same time feeling. When the feeling different, just ignore. Don't like to see reality. So, everyday life, either you have feeling present, either you have unpresent, either you have indifferent. Whatever comes, you see, there is something emotionally disturbing. There's no violence, equanimity feeling. So, to examine your own feeling is nothing to do with believing, don't you? This is not, East Himalaya mountain things. It is with you, isn't it? It's your thing. You cannot reject, I don't have feeling. Don't tell me feeling. Lama. It's so simple, isn't it? So, also, many negative actions, reaction is comes from the feeling. You check out there. So when the feeling comes with the people, you check out. Not only people, with people, material, all the sense object, how you feel, why you feel, why present this. Feeling present not outside in the material, isn't it? In your mind. Feeling is not outside, we all are this. So the inside, so why you feel that? If you experimenting that way, you can discover is real, happiness, joyful, unpleasant, unhappy, sorrow is within you. Responsible is yourself, you can discover. You cannot blame, he make me, miserable, he make me miserable, this material make me miserable. We always do, isn't it? And we blame our society, this society make, I'm suffering. It's not realistic, You check up there. One who realizes one's own mental problem, they never believe any living thing. Then beginning, you have good communication with others, and respectful others. We open it, we become unconscious. Therefore, we just act like that, you know, unconsciously. You know, disrespectful. And we hurt unconsciously, automatically, what we are doing. We don't care, we just do it. That's all. Almost it is. West is psychology, you know. Thinking. To stop such emotion, you know, sort of, you know, craving, desire. You know, stop it. Another, you know, material, you know, giving for that, you know, desire. Can stop it, you know. Impossible. Without understanding the characteristic nature of, you know, your feeling, being present or unpresent or indifferentiation. Impossible. You can discover your, you know, the mental attitude, the nature. We said, you know, have compassion or love everybody. How can, with such, you know, ignorance, you know, sort of, you know, differentiated, you know, dualistic mind, impossible to have, you know, equanimity feeling with all living beings. Because emotionally, too extreme. All like it. We emotion too extreme. We make it exaggerated. When the something happens, the feeling comes, we put in as much as possible, you know, to, you know, emotional, to build up as much as possible. That cannot stay, you know. It's so impermanent, so transitory. In nature, it is like bumping, you know, down, 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 down. Then, automatically, unbalanced mind depresses it when the time comes down. So, very necessary to know how much effort, energy put in for the mental feeling. We always extreme. In other words, we have to go in middle path, middle way, rather than too extreme. If you really check up deeper, the feeling make, feeling cause suffering. Feeling make, you know, conflict, you know. Because two boys, small child, fighting one candy, because the, you know, one nation fighting another nation, it comes from what? for the pleasure party, isn't it? For the feeling. Even if children cannot talk, speak, you know, language, you know, they part once more, candy. It's the, you know, feeling. Want feeling happy. So they fight small, you know, atoms. So meditation can easily see, sort of, you know, demonstrate, through the meditation, you demonstrate all the your, you know, inside, you know, the whatever, you know, garbage feeling or positive action or negative action, or everything is demonstrated, can easily see through the meditation. That's why many people interested in the meditation. And also, meditation does not mean, you know, sitting in a lotus position, do nothing. You can do everyday life, you know, walking and drinking, eating, conversation. Everything is by becoming conscious. You are meditating still. So that way, you realize easily, you are responsible for your action. You are responsible. You want a happy feeling result, or you want unhappy feeling. You can see. Rather than somebody else, you control you. When the feeling happy comes, sometimes, you know, the original the feeling is finished already, but you want again, want more. And with frustrated, you know, frustration, you know, frustration. That's not created by the God. That's not created by the Buddha. That's not created by the Krishna or whatever you call it, you know, doesn't matter where. That is responsible for your own action. It's so easy, isn't it? Can see. But the weak mind, some people think, you know, oh, somebody make me sick, you know. Somebody make me horrible. You understand? Always looking something else. That is a weak mind. I mean, at least, you know, the door of your feeling, of body and the mind, to examine everyday life is so wonderful. You're learning all the time. They never stop in not learning. You're always learning. So you can discover everlasting, peaceful, you know, and joyful, you know, realization is, you know, within you. so easily by your own, you know, the action of knowledge wisdom. Actually, weak mind is don't have so much energy. The wisdom has energy to encourage it. The same thing, Mahayana Buddhism, we teach the equilibrium thought with all sentient beings. Why? Many times, you know, we choosing something, some atom, this is good for me, this is best for me. Then, you know, putting so much, you know, extreme, you know, value. One is best, you know, and the rest one you hate. That's not good for you, for your peaceful mind. So learning, you know, meditating, the equilibrium being, rather than one is too extremely attached, you know, and rather one is extremely hate, they equally same thing. One is happy, not desire unhappy feeling. Why I do this? Such unrealistic, you know, egotistic mind doing this kind of things. Such a pollution, you know. It's very much helpful to keep mind healthy. This is the experience. So you can see, when the feeling pleasure comes, too much desire comes, craving, again. Attachment comes. When the feeling, you know, the unpleasant comes, hesitate. Want, don't want. Want, read off. So both are postation. If you check up in the mind, be careful, skillfully check up. If it is indifferent, it is ignore. Don't want to check up reality. It is necessary. The two, both, you know, the feeling are necessary to know what is real reality, how come, how go, what cause go. So those are the, you know, real, you know, Lord Buddha's psychology. To know, very important. I think instead of I talking, better maybe we have a question answer. Better, I think. If somebody has question, please do so. Karma is your experience of your body and your experience of your mind. That is karma. Karma is Sanskrit, word is Sanskrit, you understand? Or really, you know, means, the meaning of, you know, karma is, you understand what I mean? Cause and effect. So, your experience, feeling happy, unhappy, by physically, by mentally, is another reaction. Can you realize? That is the result. One action, you know, produces another reaction. That is karma. As science say, it's not only the East, you know, philosophy. It's science explains all the matter relating each other. Do you? Do you study that kind of? In the West, the science, they explain all matters, you know, relying on, you know, each other. Okay? Clear, I think. All the, you know, existent, all the existent, external, internal, not come just accidentally. The energy of external, energy of internal, everything relating in each other. Example, your body, just simple example, your body is, the energy of your body is relating from your parents, isn't it? Your parents, the body is relating another body. All those kind of things, karma. Clear? Good, thank you. Yes? What is Nirvana? Yes. Good, yes. Mm-hmm. Nirvana is, when the one is, you know, concentration developed, mind is integrated into one point in it, and slowly, slowly, he vanished. There's such ego's emotional, you know, action of mind. He reached beyond the ego and discover, you know, everlastingly blissful, peaceful state of mind. That is what we call Nirvana, maybe. Clear? Thank you. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yes? Many people? Oh, yeah. Many people going Nirvana? Many people already Nirvana? Sure. Definitely. Of course, yes. 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 You mean the Nirvana happiness or what is it? Yes, then. Good, right, yes. I think I understand what you mean. Yes. Good, good, good. I'm happy, yes. I think we are communicating. That's right, yes, sir. Yes. The same thing, when the happiness, you know, comes, if attached, you know, same thing, you know, the reaction of, you know, when the pleasure comes, we attach. Same thing, dear. That's right, yes. Pleasure comes without attachment, one should be enjoyed. with understanding. Subjectivity nature, objectivity nature. You know, of feeling and of mind. That's right, yes. Good, yeah. Thank you. Very good, yes. Mm-hmm. So, person even who reaches nirvana, if he is attached, they're not right. You understand? Perhaps we can maybe not reach nirvana. Yes. Thank you. Yes. Very good, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Am I right in interpreting
it as
the Buddhist
meditation of observing
the way the life goes?
Yes. Yes. Yes, yes. Yes, right, yes. Buddhist meditation means not necessarily to have, you know, you sit down, you know, only sort of one point in the concentration, you know. Not necessarily. Just observing. How the, your mind is, you know, cooperating since war. You understand? That is really, you know, perfect, you know, meditation. And have perfect result. So, meditation does not mean sitting only, walking, conversation, and shopping, buying, supermarket, you can meditate, okay? Sure, okay. Possible, yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Existent, yes. But not existent as such uncontrolled nervous system. No. No. He's still alive. So you don't worry. Sure, sure. Try as much as possible, happy. Yeah, why? Because he don't need reborn such uncontrollably. He's saying it, he never could reborn such uncontrollably. With the ego's, you know, pulse, energy. Okay? But he can, you know, incarnate with a controllable purpose beneficial for hell mother sentient being. That's possible. What do you mean? You questioning or you make a statement? Sentient being means who has which got mind, is associated with, you know, uncontrolled, you know, mind. That is we call sentient being. So what? Can exist without body? Sentient being without body. You mean? Your question? Sentient being is existent without body?
No.
Okay, alright. Okay, now you satisfied? Good.
Yes. What is it that is reborn?
Pardon?
If you stick to rebirth, what is it that is reborn?
Rebirth is when the time, you know, when you are dead, the consciousness is separate from this physical, you know, this form, and going, you know, intermediate state, and then take another, you know, form. That is what we call rebirth. Very simple, isn't it? Because physical energy, the mental energy is different. Physical energy is, you know, physical energy is so limited, but the mental energy is always a continuity. Yes. During the death process, the consciousness is continuously going. Like electricity. Electricity energy is coming all the way, isn't it? But different house, different colors, different things, you know. You understand? Taking different, you know, form. But energy is all the way, you know, continues coming. Yes?
In your mantra, do you ever concentrate on the particular forming of the body? The purely self-manifested in your mind, sort of like your creator?
When we meditate, then what? Yes. It's possible, yes. We have different, you know, method of purpose, different, you know, purpose. Yeah. That's right, yes. So, you do not think in the Lord Buddha's giving, teaching method is the only one. Thousand, you know, maybe countless method giving for the individual living being. Okay? Good. Yes. Can develop, yes. We call intermediate state, yes. When the time my consciousness is separated from my body, and not yet to, you know, contact another body, it is, we call intermediate state. That time still, you know, can develop, possible. Sure. Yeah, you mean intermediate state of body.
There is a body.
There is body, yes. But not body like physical as we have. It's a very, you know, live, you know, sort of, you know, psychic, you know, body sort of, you know, they have. Yes, that's right. Yes?
What is the meaning of
suffering? Huh?
What?
Okay, good. Meaning of suffering is mental agitation. Function of brings mental agitation. That is suffering. Okay? Good. And dissatisfaction is the meaning of suffering. Okay? Good. That's right. It's very important to know. Because, you know, the Buddha's teaching, many times talk suffering. But worst thing, you know, sort of, you know, superficial looking is, why too much talking suffering? I'm happy. You understand? They think this kind of thing. You know, Lord Buddha's teaching, showing the nature of suffering, does not mean something emotional felt here. You understand? It does not mean emotional hurting here, cutting here. You understand? Something. We think, average people, oh, he is so happy, she's so happy. But if we check up, how happy? Still, there is a dissatisfaction. Control. All the time. Cannot come over. That is mental suffering. It's much more, you know, sort of painful than somebody hurt like that. Okay? Good. Therefore, Lord Buddha's suffering is so much emphasized. Mental level. Therefore, all the process of Lord Buddha's teaching is so much psychology, you know. The method to vanish, you know, or, you know, to purify the mental level of suffering. Good. Clear? Yes. No. It's very, very, you know, ordinary, simple, you know, mind. Because, you know, that what you have now, your mind, is relating that intermediate state of mind. The, what difference is, just a separate, you know, such physical, this body, and looking, searching another, you know, the body. That's all. So the really state of mind is, if this body, time, this field is so much, you know, agitation, conflict, you know, situation, that this, you know, pause coming, pause power, this time also confused, you know, agitated. Cannot be this time supreme something higher. You understand what I mean? You mean the Hindu philosophy accepting the soul, part of soul? Yes. They're not accepting the philosophy of Buddhism. There's no self, you know, existent, you know, I and the soul permanently. Okay? Good. That's all. You are impermanent, changing. At the same, simultaneously, your soul or whatever, conscious or whatever you have, every your existence simultaneously changing. Okay, therefore, Buddhists don't accept, you know, permanent hell, sort of, you know. You understand? Every pain, every enjoyment, relativity, you know, is always, you know, changing, so transitory, so impermanent, never lasting. So therefore, to seeking Nirvana or enlightenment is everlastingly, eternally, you understand what I mean? And, you know, joyful realization we seek it. By realizing such, you know, sense of perception and cooperate with the sense of world and the mind is such, you know, feeling, those are, you know, so transitory. There's no will to grasp it too much. Okay? Good.
I see.
on the important thing. All. Depend. Depend. What kind of you choose? You understand? Look, look, you can see. The real, you know, Buddhism, the meditation does not mean something, you have something, this kind of things, you know, a material thing. You understand? It's important things, only the mind. So you don't need, you know, bell ringing, you know, thinking, you know, to make sound, you know, buzzing things. You don't need. Okay. You understand? You mean the ritual means like that? This kind of thing? Oh, good. You don't need. Don't worry. That same thing is with the equal same thing, dear sir. You understand? But some people need this kind of thing. You understand? The different mind, the different metal need, isn't it? Example, you need glass. You understand? You understand what I mean? You know, it's not the most important, but some people need. Therefore, you know, different religion also need different living things according to their own ability or mentality of the, you know, their own mind. So we cannot say, you know, this is the only right. Everybody should do my trip. Cannot say. Okay? Good, yeah. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Does this mean that these days in the West, new methods of meditation are required? Are new methods of practice required for the West today?
Would the Western people need new methods?
Not new methods. Method is, you know, already. Just you need discover, okay? Good, yeah, sure. Sure, that's right, sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Yes? Good. Yes, mind is important, very important. But you know, some particular, you know, training, also we have, you know, physical yoga exercise. You understand? And if the body is sick, you know, example, you know, and not, you know, circulation is not running well, and then that is effective for the mind. So therefore, is body also important to keep healthy? Yes, but if you forgetting, you know, to discover reality of mind, only concern the physical, that is, you know, I think, not realistic. It does not balance, you know, does not wise. You're right, yes, that's right, yes. Well, I think we agree, you know, the mind is more important than physical. But at the same time, you know, you cannot forget, you know, body. Yes, that's not why. If you, example, yeah, good example. If you say, you know, such Western people say, thinking, you know, now, oh, lamas can live on the mountain, you know, without having, you know, one piece of bread, you know. You know, fantastic, you know. I want to do also, like Milarepa. That mistake, you know. If we do, you know, it's necessary. The worst thing, we born such a conditions, body, you understand? So that to be able to keep body condition, we must have good also environment, such as develop. You cannot make, you know, sort of, you know, the Himalaya trip, you know. It's very important, yes. Okay, you people wise. Good, good, not be extreme. Okay. Sure. Yes.
Is it true when a human is born that they have a quality of innocent mind? When a human is born with a mind kind of pure.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Hmm. I wonder if it's possible for you to develop the influence. Yeah. I think you're understanding, yeah. I think communicating. Yeah. You mean when you are born and baby time, you know? Not too much intellectual complication, you understand? As we all know, isn't it? But when we intellect, the feeling, so much, you know, you understand? Information, philosophies, that is, this good, this not good, this should have, this shouldn't have, too much, you know, intellecting. And then becomes, you know, too much mind full of, you know, garbage, you know? And that leaves, you know, more words. Okay? But that doesn't mean, you know, when you're born, you're based, you know, you are, you know, absolutely pure. And then the intellectual comes, you become sort of, you know, negative sort of, you know. It doesn't mean. Why? Because if you basically, you don't have, you know, such attachment, ignorant, is it, you know, you understand? Fundamental, it doesn't have. Then even, you know, the all garbage, you know, coming, but you, there's no space. You understand? So, the fundamental is well open already here, like that, you know? Come on. Welcome already. So the intellectual garbage comes chung, chung, chung here. Okay? That's right. Okay? Therefore, children's time, you cannot say children is absolutely pure mind, you know? That's also not right. Children cry. You understand? Is it feeling? Sometimes feeling unpleasant, crying. Sometimes feeling, you know, craving, want more milk from you. Okay? All right, good. That's good, yes. Mm-hmm. Very good. Mm-hmm. Question? Yes? Too much supermarket information. You know, forget all experience. Even science said, you know, they say brain is limited. You understand? They say, you know, I mean, you know, they say brain is limited. Therefore, if you have new information, so the old, you know, the other ones push back, you know. You understand? They explain that way. But that's not quite right. However, human, you know, the mind is the basically so much, you know, the unconscious, you know, the ignorant, you know, mentality. Therefore, new experiment so much, you know, occupied. So, I don't want to forget. Even this life, you know, your previous, you know, the month, what exactly habit, all the feeling, every day, you don't remember. You know what I mean? So, such checkup all the way, through the, you know, you are, you know, that much snubbed, or, you know, in Martha's womb. And father then check out. It's very difficult, you know. Slowly, slowly. Okay? Yes. But you can see, continually checking in your mind, you can really experience. Many times our life, we have, you know, experience. Mental something, you know, real can experience. That is nothing so able to do that reaction in this life. You know, so we, you know, can't put together, you know, why this car? I never had this kind of, you know, this way, you know. I never had that kind of, you know, experience in my life. Why this car? And what the psychology cannot prove that. Don't understand that, you know. And they are not, you know, to be true. Because they don't understand that the mental, you know, the energy is, you know, that this experience, the reaction is coming so many long, you know, thousand years, you know, the mental, you know, you understand? Impulse. They could not understand. But through your checking, through meditation, you can see that channel. I hope one day you discover. Sure. Possible. Definitely. Sure. Both, you know. Positive experience, negative experience. Pardon? By realizing that disturbing is comes from no understanding. You understand? Good, as much as possible, trying to realize characteristic nature of the negative. So, but when do you understand? No, I think, I answer, you know. By understanding negative characters, the nature, you can stop it, you know, negative, you know, the problem. So therefore, understanding is only solution. Mental problem or physical problem. That's all there. Clear? Okay. So, checking, be carefully. Where you put your energy to make you happy, is it worthwhile or not? Is it, you know, irresponsible here, isn't it? Wise trip or, you know, ignorant trip or, you understand what I mean? Checking out. Very good, good. Sure. Yes.
We all experience suffering. Why do we have to experience it? What do we learn from it?
We all experience suffering. Why do we experience suffering? And what do we learn?
It's so simple, isn't it? Why are you suffering? Because you involve too much with ignorance action. And too much grasping. Too much attachment. So therefore you're suffering. You can learn easy. You can, when you realize how come suffering. what makes you suffering. Then you can learn from suffering. Otherwise, most time we lifetime so much, you know, experience, you know, but no understanding. Many times people think they experience, they learning. That's not true. You understand? They think they experience, they learning. That's not true. I say, unconsciously so much experience, but not learning anything about nature. Good.
Why do we have the opportunity to be attached?
Why do we have the opportunity to be attached?
So simple. Because we are hallucinating. Yes, exactly. We're not seeing reality. The objectivity, subjectivity. When you know the attachment to object, you know, characteristic nature, the attachment to subject is disappear itself. Anyhow, you know, thinking, you know, the mind makes, you know, attraction and painted, you know, projection. So, therefore you are suffering. That's all. Very simple. Thank you. Okay? Yes. Yeah, you're right, yeah. Buddhism not emphasize evil outside. Evil is a projection of mind. You understand? Evil is inside. There are no outside evil to make you fearful. But this kind of feeling, the, you know, project is, sometimes we have metal. Person who has so much anger, you understand? Anger. Uncontrolled, automatically. So that we put him, transformed his anger into wisdom. And, you know, he make him visualize such, wisdom, you know, prayerful, you know, wisdom at the, you know, form. So he digested his, you know, the hatred, you know, anger energy into wisdom, into metal. Yes, that's right. Actually, there's no outside something to make you, you know, avoid it, you know. We don't believe that. Right. Yes.
What do you feel about a man killing another man?
Men killing men? I think that is his uncontrolled mind. His uncontrolled mind, his anger making, taking, attacked others.
If you're being attacked, you shouldn't kill the others.
That's right, yeah, that is anger. Anger, yes.
Do you feel that he has the right to defend himself?
Yes, he, as much possible he protect. Yes.
Even if he has to kill the victim.
Pardon? What do you mean? Example, you tried, you know, another way, good example here. You tried to take me kill, isn't it? My responsibility, I'm possible, I protect myself, isn't it?
Even if you have to kill me.
Okay. No, not kill. I'll not kill, you know.
If that's the only way you can stop me, would you do it?
Then better you kill me. Good. Right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay. If no question, I'll not give you your time. Okay? Better sleep well. Be happy. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.